Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild. I'm co-hosting with Angela Lang. And I wanted to thank Joe again for that call. She is always welcome on the air here at Civic Media. You know, she was stressing this argument or really discussion, the conversation you and I have been having, Angela, on patriotism, how people feel about the country right now. So here's a little fun fact, or maybe a not so fun fact, that executive producer Jamie has provided me. According to Gallup, just 58% of Americans say they're very or extremely proud to be American. That's down from 85% in 2013, and actually the lowest ever recorded by Gallup. A lot of folks unhappy with the way the country is going right now, and I certainly am among them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that doesn't surprise me, like, seeing that number. But it's also very stark contrast, and I don't know if that number will actually mean anything for how folks in power and our decision makers are thinking, hey, okay, maybe folks should course correct. People don't even identify with being an American. And unfortunately, I don't think that the powers that be right now will, do they care even if people don't feel proud to be an American? No, because at the end of the day, they're going to just push their own agenda, which they think is American.
And right now that agenda is a money grab for the top 1% or the top 0.2%, which is absolutely crazy. You know, every time I get to co-host Angela, I like to bring a little poetry in the last segment just to kind of ease out of the heavy conversation. And so there's this famous poem by Mary Oliver, who is a favorite of a lot of folks, called This Summer Day. And I found it in her own voice. So, Jacob, if we could just play this as a kind of a transition.
Who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? This grasshopper, I mean, the one who has flung herself out of the grass, the one who is eating sugar out of my hand, who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down, who is gazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes. Now she lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel down in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I have been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?
Well, there's a intrusive question.
Big question.
Yes, it is. You know, paying attention relates to everything I think we've been talking about today, just how important it is to pay attention. But so I appreciate that she put that in there. I appreciate that she talked about watching clouds by lying down in the grass. I remember doing that as a kid. I think a lot of us, all of us have done that. But yeah, that imperative at the end for us to figure out, you know, what we're going to do with the time that remains, even though we all die, is a real kind of grab you by the shirt collar and make you stand up and pay attention. How did that strike you, Angela?
I love, like, the poems and any piece of art that really just kind of takes you out of this chaotic bubble and kind of zooms out into what matters and what life is all about, and literally stopping to smell the roses and to really think about how we want to live our lives. And as someone that works a lot, also trying to find those pockets of joy in these moments too, is that it's important for us to resist, but you know, being able to find those pockets of joy is also a part of resistance, right? Being able to take a moment to stop and smell the flowers and to see about life's beauty, I think, is a radical act these days.
Yeah, pockets of joy. One of my pockets of joy is bird watching, as you know, and so I always try to bring a bird call, because to the show just to introduce people to birding if they're not part of the cult of birding yet, or the joy of birding, really. That's going to be the name of my next book, The Joy of Birding. But anyway, I want to go to Horicon Marsh over the July 4th weekend. One reason I want to go there is to see a yellow-headed blackbird. A lot of people don't even know that there are blackbirds that come with a yellow head. And this yellow-headed blackbird has an ugly sound that I'm going to make you listen to. I saw on some birding site that it sounds like a rusty gate opening. Jacob, do you mind playing that for us? Sounds
that
like
certainly
a baby crying.
Different.
Yeah, it's not exactly a Baltimore Oriole or even a robin singing, but it's quite a cool bird, though, because its whole head is yellow, unlike our red-winged blackbirds that we usually see. And then on its wings when it flies, there's a flash of white, too. So it's a bird mostly of the west, of western marshes, but Horicon's got some, so that's worth the drive. So I'm looking forward to doing that. I hope, Angela, that you'll have a nice July 4th as well.
Yeah, before we head out, because I made State Representative Darren Madison send me a bird fact. He said birds don't sweat and do not have sweat glands. So to stay cool, they evaporate water through their respiratory tracts. To which he said, quote, their haters could never make them perspire. Oh, and I think that's a cue that we all need.
Absolutely. Thanks for hosting with me. I want to thank our guests, Tanya and Sally. I want to thank the callers and texters. I want to thank Jamie and Jacob. And Pete Schwabe is next. He's always entertaining. Stay tuned to the Civic Media Radio Network.